I was telling Miss Josie off the air, I'm having fun with a scam artist. And I don't know if I should just block it or continue the scam. I'm just continue to have fun with it.
I don't think it's wise to. Okay, so y'all, he gets this wrong number, and Kevin is a polite person. It's just like, hey, Kelly, your resume came through. We're trying to schedule an interview. And he's like, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. So this next text. Well, where are you from? And then a picture of a girl.
And I knew exactly this was a scam. So I told her, I said, I've been playing along with a little bit.
I'm always afraid they're going to get access to my phone if I'm even texting. Well, I'm so paranoid.
I never thought about it. I'm just waiting for them to ask for money. That's what I'm saying. I'm just waiting.
Some people have engaged.
What's that?
Some people have engaged these people for long periods of time before they...
Okay. Maybe I'll just block the number.
How much free time do you have on your hands for this?
Not a lot.
If you want to be entertained, go watch 90 Day Fiancé or something.
Oh, I've seen that. Oh, Big Ed, man. Big Ed's my guy. I like Ed, man.
I can't believe I even know who that is.
You do.
Oh, gracious.
Some people call him No Neck Ed.
Yeah. I know who he is.
Anyway, I don't know. I was telling another friend of mine, I said, I just wonder how long this will go until they ask me for money. Because you know you're not talking... You're talking to a male that's not a female.
Or even a bot. They have bots with scheduled responses.
Oh, they have bots? Is okay.
Oh, for sure.
I'm just going to block the number and be done with it.
You're not.
I just want to see how much they ask for. You know, because I'm waiting for the story of going, oh man, my car's broke down. Got to get my, you know.
I have a friend that fell for that.
Really?
And you cannot convince him to this day that it's a scam. Like the whole, like, I want to come see you.
I'd really like to come see you,
but I can't get a flight over there.
No.
I don't have the money.
No.
And of course he sends her the money.
No.
And then she's like, well, my mom got sick and now I just can't leave right now. Can I use this money for the medical bills? I miss you. Like, send in pictures, buddy.
No.
Buddy.
That's all a scam.
It is a time suck.
this girl, or if it is a girl.
This individual.
Says that she lives in LA and she manages a clothing company.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
I'll bet she does. It's Temu.
How many
of those advertisements do I have to see? I've never bought the first thing. I don't know how much money they're spending on advertising.
What happens if this girl is really real, man?
She's not real.
I mean, I'm not.
Kevin.
This is not me trying to fish for any kind of, because I'm married. I'm happily married. I love my wife. I just knew it was a scam. Once they asked me, where are you from? What's your name? I knew, okay, this is it. I just wondered how long it would go till they asked me for money. I'm just waiting for it.
I realize I understand your morbid curiosity. I do understand that, to be clear. But just go, you know what? There's instances on the internet where you just read the chat logs and be done with it.
But you know, if this is a true scam, which I'm 99.9% positive it is, It's something new that is really happening. Because, you know, you always get those emails. You always get emails and stuff. But now to fish out there and say, you know, hey, Kelly, we received your resume. You're all scheduled to come in for an interview at 9 a.m. on Monday. Now that's changed the whole game that they're going to be texting people. And how many people are going to fall into this scam if it's a true scam?
Which I think it is. Because you're not going to respond to somebody saying, hey, cutie. They already know that doesn't really work anymore because everybody's like, scam.
Yeah.
So they do something like this that opens the door to just a polite person. Yeah. Hey, you're a polite person. Look at what you did. Look.
Well, at first, I was like, okay, well, I got the wrong number because I don't want Kelly, you know, lose her job. You know,
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But.
All right,
we'll see. I don't know. We'll decide today.
Don't tell him Mama Sue's maiden name or anything like that.
Oh, I wouldn't tell him nothing. Man, are you crazy? Listen, I'm smarter than that. And your friend that thinks that this thing was real, I feel so sorry for him.
Oh, buddy.
I do. I feel sorry for him.
Oh, he sent her all kinds of money.
To this day, he's still waiting on her to come visit him. No.
Big love out to my friend.
I've got a guy that I know that over in Georgia, he was, you know, it cost him over $65,000. Lost his family, too.
No.
And I'm like, man, what were you thinking?
My sister couldn't borrow $65,000 from me. Yeah. I don't know. I know it's like a little bit of a time, at a time and incrementally. I can't believe we got started on this. People do this to people over puppies, over like, they will. I saw one the other day. Some woman got pulled in with a picture of a cute puppy. She was like, oh, I'm going to buy this puppy. And they're like, oh, well, the puppy needs special shipping to get to you. Oh, the puppies had some medical problems. And, you know, you're getting emotionally invested.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, buddy.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, we got to move on.
All right.